It's another episode of Zone of Truth, a glimpse behind the curtain of making pot rod.
Grab your cups, settle in, because we're bringing the tea.
Hey, everybody. It's Zone of Truth time.
And damn right it is.
We got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, first of all, welcome to our mid-season finale.
Mm-hmm.
Just so everybody is aware, we'll take a little break from here.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't 100% decided what that break is going to look like, but when we figure it out, we'll let you know.
We'll give you an update on the play.
Yes. But for now, this is a nice little breaky point. So, said, oh man. Also, we got 2 weeks of stuff to talk about, but I just want to talk about the stuff we just finished recording.
Okay, we could talk about the stuff that we just finished recording because it's fresh in our minds. Yes. And I really hope it was a good mid-season finale mystery added storyline punch in the gut.
I have so many thoughts. I don't know how to organize them.
First, do you love it or do you hate it?
Love it, but also, you know what? No, it's okay. I was going to say, I don't know where we go from here. Yes, I do. We still have a plan of going to Ship's Haven. So that's where we go from here. We just have more things going on about all of that. And, oh man, I have so many thoughts. The thought that just popped into my head, because my brain cannot be tamed today, is that Rawaya is going to have a weird sort of, like, welcoming party for Yersa. Just be like you are a little baby god. You need to be introduced to the others. And, like, okay, all right. Now we're down to the nitty gritty. Squall, obviously, bad dude.
He obsessed over Arya and killed the love of her life. Mm-hmm. So my course of action was to figure out a way to kill him because he deserved to die.
And you did. You got him dead. So him do a dead, his power goes somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But part of all of that, he was obviously also working with Tyrius. Mm-hmm. There's got to be other gods in a similar angsty vein. And having Yersa sort of thrown to the god wolves, so to speak, would probably not be great. So I think, was Rawaya watching?
No, she was busy throwing a rock at Tyrius. So she doesn't know the situation that's going on, except for she'll be introduced to, in my thoughts, would be as a new god that took over for Squall, because life has ended. They don't know how it happened. But my thoughts is that Squall is one of the older style gods that nobody liked, but they dealt with because he was old and powerful.
Right.
But now that he's
sort of elemental and stuff, not like the god of entertainment in Bish we trust, but
all hail Bish.
yeah. With, like, entertainment is not an old elemental force of the world. Storms are.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's kind of cool. Guys, we've told you this before. We haven't really talked about the whole overarching deity situation in our world. But I really love the idea of there's the old elemental gods. And then as things become important in society and a whatever, kind of newer gods happen.
Mm-hmm.
And might be sort of like the children of other gods and whatever. Like, I don't know. The god of entertainment is probably the god of what? Music and
art, probably.
Right. Music and art, or it could possibly even be like love.
Theater.
Like love and art.
I think love would be a different, like, its own thing, like Aphrodite.
Well, that's what I mean, but like a child of that.
Oh, yeah, I would think so. That
kind
makes
of
sense.
Sort of a thing.
Because when you love art, you create entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. So something like that is cool. It's a cool theory. I can't wait till we delve into more of the stuff about this world. That is one of the things that I love very much about Potrod and the world that we are in, is that we don't know anything about it. And I think that's probably very counterintuitive to a lot of people who play D&D, where you are given almost like a big handbook Bible of here is the world, because people love the worlds they build and they want to tell you all about it and that these are the important things in it. But it's really cool to not have that and to not know anything and to have to make it up as you go.
Yes, I feel like story-wise, thematically, it has been going along a lot smoother than it would have been if we would have done a actual play of a adventure and things that were already situated.
Agreed. Yeah, it's honestly making me wonder, like, don't get me wrong, I know when you play a bigger form game and you have more players at the table, that you have to have some sort of like a world set up in some way, shape, or form for them to start playing in. But I'm wondering if even in a bigger form game, it might be fun to have people create their own shit like this.
That would actually be pretty fun, where you go like round table and you build the world as you go.
Right. Because then everybody, because we've talked about it before in Zone of Truth, where when you have to make towns or whatever for your backstory, you become more invested in the world. Mm-hmm.
But if you start help create the world, then maybe you'll be even more invested in it.
Right. And then it's not going to be like, I didn't read all of it, so I don't actually know all of the stuff or whatever. In theory, everybody will be relatively on the same page if you sort of build it together a little bit. I mean, obviously, except for all of the secrets that the DM's brain is holding, but that might be something interesting to look at. I got sidetracked. Oh my God. Okay. Back to the episode.
I was hoping she'd forget.
My brain cannot be tamed today. Row, row, row your boat. Gently down the stream.
On the stream.
Merrily, merrily. Merrily, life is but a dream. So right now, Ro is seeming like he has a very interesting power of being like a safety deposit box of God powers. Kind of like, hey, don't fuck with me, Squall, because I can just take your powers away and put them somewhere else or hold on to them until somebody else can use them. And I mean, that might not be exactly what it is, but that's currently how Natasha and Lou are seeing the world. And if there's more stuff behind that, you don't have to tell me, because secrets.
Right. But,
that's a cool, interesting little thing to have going on in our world. And yikes, makes things very, very weird, because you have the power to hold on to a god's power until it can be given to someone else.
However,
but you're also so squishy.
That is correct. However, also on top of that, you'll notice in this episode that there are points where holding on to one too long causes issues.
Okay. So if you were to hold on to Squall's powers longer than you did, like, let's just say Yrsa didn't agree to it.
If Yrsa didn't agree to it, there was two paths. Yrsa said yes, and Yrsa said no. That's why the bad thing that would have happened is he would have given them to Arya. But because he gave them to Arya, she would have not had the baby.
Got it. Ooh, I got shivery tingles. That's bad.
That's why it was... You know, I can make it so that you'll never be hurt again, because she'll always know where people stand with her.
Mm-hmm. She will. And it honestly, as soon as when it happened and you said that Arya was going to be like the follower or whatever, I was like, oh, but then you know. It's not a question anymore. You know the heart of your follower. So very interesting. And that works out for her. Also, a weird little side bit about Yrsa. Do you know who she's modeled after?
No, who?
Have you seen the movie Hercules? The Disney one.
Oh, Meg.
Yeah, she is Meg, basically. Yeah. Yeah, she has been hurt. She's been hurt by men before, but she wants love.
Well, now she'll always have love.
It was the thing that I based her on. Ugh. It's going to be exciting to put some pictures of Yrsa on the Instagram. I might even do that sooner than later because...
As goddess.
People aren't going to know that she's a god yet when I do it. Things are going to be interesting for Herschel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had the possibility of feelings for Yrsa, and I hadn't officially decided what way I wanted that to go. Like, in my heart of hearts, of course I want him to go for Yrsa because I love her. I didn't know I loved her until how much I loved her until today. But, oh my god, the thought has flown out a window because I was stacking my D6s like a tower.
So yes, I chose Yrsa because I felt she would be the perfect person to receive the gift, as well as, like, between her and Arya, it would either be Arya or her, but giving Arya the power would make her lose her baby, and I didn't want to do that as Ro, unless I had no other choice, because I don't know what happens if I hang on to this power longer. Like, it could mean worse things. So I had to give it to somebody, and they were the only two here. If it was the Triton was still alive, I probably could have given it to him. But I chose Yrsa first because I felt like she deserved it for the hard life that she's had, and the fact that she hasn't gotten any love or been used so much. So now she can always feel that.
That, and we've also already seen what happens. I mean, part of it, pregnancy, but also grief.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen giving that kind of power to somebody who's very kind of
emotional
and willing to do horrible things because of those emotions. So
Yrsa was the perfect pick because her place was burnt down and all she said is, I don't want to see her again. Instead of, I will kill this bitch.
Yeah. It's just, I just don't want to see her again.
I get the feeling she's a no-nonsense type of girl. So if anybody tries to mess with her with the old god powers, she'll...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody's fucking around with Yrsa. But also, back to the Arya getting the powers, wouldn't that then have just created the whole thing again? Could you imagine Brem gets old and dies... or whatever, because that's the way it is, and gods usually live forever until something big happens.
I think
does she keep extending his life? And then at some point he says, I want out, and then she has a big breakdown and sets the world on fire?
I don't think so. I think it would have been more like they would live a happy life, and she would keep revitalizing him, and they'd have many, 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 many demigod children.
That could have been very interesting as well.
And then by then, she'll always have parts of him to remember by all of her demigod children.
That's true.
So when he finally says, you know, like, I think it's my time, sure, she'll be sad, but she'll be surrounded by all of their children.
Mm-hmm.
That are like, Mom, this is the right thing to do.
Right. Oh, that's another good story. Oh, the stories. The stories.
Yeah, you're welcome. In an alternate universe where he killed a child.
Mm-hmm. They had many more. So good. I also got very teary. None of them fell, but they welled with the Yrsa and Arya stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome. I wanted a bit of an emotional punch, and I felt it called back to one of our coolest episodes. So I wanted our mid-season finale to have a bit of an emotional punch.
Oh, yeah. That's Kool-Aid. It was an emotional punch. I am very curious as to what the fuck Tyrius was doing. But that's part of the cliffhanger that keeps everybody around for the next part.
Well, woo-hoo. What he's up to, but I can tell you what he was doing in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you already have all the bits and pieces. If everybody was following along.
I assume he doesn't have powers of his own. Called Squall, was going to use Ro to take Squall's powers and then get them for himself.
Correct.
Okay. I do have all of the pieces. I just now put them all together, but I had them. They were there in a row. I just had to smoosh them a little bit. What an interesting, where did Tyrius's go? Oh, interesting. But
you also know the answer to that question if you connect the dots. So any amazing listeners out there that have connected all of the dots will figure it out. Breadcrumbs have been spread throughout all the episodes without you even knowing.
Is it who I think it is? Because
who?
I feel like we should probably cut all of this part out. Or we can keep it. I don't know.
It's not a secret. I was going to let it go in the next explaining, because probably not going to let this drop because of everything that happened. So it's going to want an answer.
Right.
So we can cut this part out. So, you know,
so we can
don't spoil it for anyone else, but I can tell you exactly what happened. So with the access denied, because it was I didn't know I could do this kind of thing, because access denied, and then realized what did afterwards and has been trying to keep on that level where he doesn't realize what's going on.
Oh my God, are you gaslighting?
A little bit, yes.
Oh my God.
So there might be some fallout with that.
Yeah. Oof. Interesting. Oh, there's so much interesting stuff going on.
And it's for a big selfish reason, because
got it. Oh, so much psychological damage.
Yeah. And without, he doesn't know what will happen. But tail ending into that, the relationship with Lou and Ro, I feel, has gotten even stronger.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah, it was, okay, first of all, it was awful to be like, Ro is over there and they're doing shit and I can't do anything about it. All I can do, literally the only thing I can do, is tell them it was me. That's only going to go so far. Like, they know it wasn't all me. And they know Ro has this weird god thing that he has threatened Squall with. There's only so much I can do, but that was awful. And then just wanting to do more to help Ro more somehow with that was difficult. As Lou, there was so much Lou wanted to do but couldn't, and now there's big questions about going forward. And I mean, yes, we do have to find the rest of this prophecy thing and try and figure out why Ro has these powers, because I assume that's going to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need those answers, but also now realizing that we are going to have a huge target on our backs.
Not really. Well, Tyrius is still going to be after you, because mm-hmm. He got away. But I don't think the other gods would take me on. I also sprinkled in a little bit of that stuff too, because he's immune to their abilities.
Okay.
And then the more they attack, the more he can start to draw from them.
Oh, I see.
That's why the lightning and the shards of ice did nothing.
Okay. Interesting. Well, still, if the gods aren't after us, people don't know about it currently, but...
But once they do, they'll want
it. Once they do.
That's why it's been a closely guarded secret. So now the only people that know are the four people in that room. And Tyrius already knew.
Yeah. Makes so much going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so this is all thought of because of you changing what I had in my back pocket originally by doing different decisions. So you're welcome, people.
What different decisions did I do that led us down this path?
Never you mind.
I need to know.
Introducing Squall and killing Brem.
Oh, okay. Early decisions.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I wanted Bro to be unique. Mm-hmm. To help draw the story. So then I was like, well, what other than the prophecy would there be, and why would it be mentioned? So then that pops up.
Okay. I feel like, I know I've said multiple times that there's stuff about Lou coming up, and there is, but it's not this juicy. So now I feel like I'm going to have to go back to a drawing table to make some more stuff for Lou. Yes. Make some more. Yeah. Yeah. Make it worth the squeeze. Yeah. Going to be hard to top can take powers of God away. But
anything you really throw, it was just a, hey, this is what is happening. This is what part of the prophecy. Let's now you know a little bit more, or you know exactly what Ro knows. Mm-hmm. So now you're on the even playing field. So whatever you come up with, he's not going to be changed. It's not like you're going to go God hunting.
Right. Yeah, no. I didn't worry about that for an instant, and neither did Lou.
You're just going to continue the same trek as you did before to try and figure out some answers, except for now you have friends that are a god and a top cleric of a god.
Yeah, very interesting. I also am now immediately thinking about more about Herschel and how this is going to impact probably, him.
I feel like he's upset he wasn't included in the hug.
He might be. I think Herschel right now, kind of with the whole like taking Vronig's fang and all of that, this stuff wasn't on Herschel, and he did so good for him. You know, like I don't know if I've ever actually explicitly said when he goes ghost mode, he's got a tattoo that lets him do that.
I figured as much when you mentioned it. Yeah.
So that was one of those roll to see what sort of items he might have things like we did for our main characters when he actually got a character sheet. But anyway, he did really great with what he had. The idea of bringing Tyrius back up to one hit point to get information out of him, not a bad idea. It didn't pan out very well, but it wasn't a bad idea. And all of that. But he is still feeling very like it's not his story, but he's also not helping the story. That he's with this group of people and he's not much of a hero himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that he keeps sort of fucking things up. To be fair, he keeps fucking things up because he keeps fucking things. So
maybe he should stop being such a man whore and we'll be good.
That's kind of where I think he's probably at, where he would love to have gone and talk to Yrsa and help Arya get her out of the cell and all of that stuff. But he felt more like Vronique was sort of his mess to clean up. Mm-hmm. So he opted for that instead. But his mom being who she is and him being him and the experience he has had with Yrsa, and that he... Oh, well, that'll be interesting for Yrsa as well.
Huh. Oh, she'll feel.
She'll know how Herschel
truly feels.
Not like right away, but if he gives any sort of.
Anytime like, she pops in his mind, like thought wise.
Yeah, she would be able to know. Or if he does go the route of, this is somebody with power who I personally know. And yes, if I'm going to worship a god, that is the one I'm going to worship, sort of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She would extra know, because I feel like then you have an even stronger connection.
Correct.
So that could be very interesting. We could still have demigod babies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So you're welcome. That was now my way of keeping Yrsa in the story.
I just want them to have some demigod babies.
All right. Any other questions that you may have had for this episode that have come to your mind that you probably didn't write down?
I don't know.
Over your notes.
Yep. I'm going to quick glance over my notes and see if there's anything interesting. Oh, we can talk about my dumb little throw-in that this house uses where Roland Maustrio was born.
I love it. Full circle.
When I rolled to see what the thing was and we were deciding menagerie or house, mm-hmm. abandoned manor, and we had thrown out there, oh, somebody important used to live there. I did a roll over here without mentioning anything, because I was like, that'd be funny. And it came up a yes. So I was like, okay, if it ever comes up, this house is where Roland Mouse Trio was born.
It's like a historical site. That's why they don't want to let it die in the swamps. Yep.
Even though they aren't really doing a great job of renovating it. That's for sure.
Nope. They need money. That's the problem.
And people who care more about the project.
Yikes. It is true. I mean, you've met some of the people in UBT.
Yeah. In Ubd. I wonder if I was going to call him by his name, but the people don't know he has a name. You know what? People, I will let you know. The gecko has a name. I named the gecko. It's Dorfney. Dorfney might be able to take up that project. Maybe. It's not exactly his deal, because he's more of like an art dealer, but it is the house of a very famous artist. So he could be on the committee.
Who I'm in my mind is like Banksy. Like nobody knows who he really is.
Oh, that's fun. I have some pictures that I made on AI for Roland Mouse Trio. But now I'm like, well, now I don't want to share them.
My thoughts were like, yeah, Roe's really rich. His mom knows him, but and he's my uncle. But I couldn't describe him to you if I tried, because I don't know what he looks like.
Right. I've never actually seen him. Right. Yeah. He's the kind of uncle that you never actually see. He just sends me stuff on my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And mom talks about him nonstop.
I love that. I'm going to put it in my notes, but it's in the middle of session notes, so it's not going to make any sense, and I'll never find it again, but...
I'm putting it on the top of my almost blank paper. Banksy equals Mouse Trio.
I went the opposite route. I went Mouse Trio equals Banksy.
See? Other side of the brain.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. I had one moment of debating being dumb or not being dumb. Because I know everyone, Eldritch Blast is boring. I get it, but it's effective.
It is very effective.
Just gotta give me that. I'm a warlock, what did you expect? And also I'm a tome warlock, so not one of the ones who has like the cool little familiar or whatever at this point. So I just have more spells, none of which I've really had to use very much, but I do have more spells than a typical warlock. But anywho, I was debating doing a dumb thing that other characters of mine would have definitely done, done in the past, which is run up to the bad guy and then either run away so they take an attack of opportunity or just be in their near vicinity for their next round. Because she also has Hellish Rebuke. And it does the 3d10. So I was debating if he was didn't look too hurt, I would have done that because it would have been more damage.
Yeah, you had already attacked him for a pretty good amount before we ended combat.
Yeah, I did. But that was my moment of dumb, in case you guys were all wondering what was happening behind the scenes. I was debating doing that to hurt him more, but not
good. Natasha wouldn't have liked my story. I said I was worried he wouldn't have liked the direction I went.
No, I think it adds an interesting layer to our whole world and everything. Is Rawaya? In theory, Rawaya knew this already. Possibly. Maybe not. She maybe wasn't tuned in to you napping Tyrius's powers.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody was, because it was a Squall sent a lower god that no one would care about to take care of something for him. Had Squall done it himself, it would have been on radar.
Right.
And then when he did his little like thing with Arya, nobody was paying attention because it was just a fickle god who's jealous over a mortal.
Right. Because Rawaya paid attention to that but also hadn't necessarily spun it any sort of way yet.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't see what happened. So, okay. How much is Herschel going to tell her? He might tell her a lot.
We might have to sit Herschel down and be like, look, this can't get out. Or else you're basically marking all of us for dead, including your mom.
Right. Because she helped with the whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Not knowing what was going on.
Yeah.
Because of Herschel.
Oof. Some interesting things.
Dynamics, people. Dynamics.
Yeah.
Okay. Any thoughts or questions on this episode?
Okay, I do have a question.
Yeah.
What would you like to see happen in the overall story of Lou and Ro? I mean,
I want their bond to grow stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kind of already have the end. As sad as it is, I already have the ending planned out.
Okay, you have an end planned. So now you have given me a challenge.
Uh-huh.
Which is to fuck up whatever your plans are.
It will be impossible for you to fuck up my plans unless you kill us both.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, we'll see. Oh, I just had a beautiful idea of how this should end, but I don't know if that's the same thing you're thinking. We can't talk about it, so.
No, we can't, because you have to be surprised. And so do our viewers, listeners, please. People with ear holes.
Yes, the people with ear holes who listen to our voices. Hi, by the way, people who are listening.
Hi. I hope you enjoyed the ride for this episode. Please let us know if you hated it, loved it, want more of this dynamic.
Yeah. Do you want us to deal? It's a weird question. Do you want us to do more of this following this whole prophecy god path? Or do you want to see us just go off the rails and start doing more like normal questy stuff? Or do you want us to delve hard into this interesting godness? I know where I fall on that, but
I want to follow it, be godness, because why not?
Right. And it's something, because we're just the two people,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to control giving this much power or whatever
mm-hmm.
to the people who are playing. I think this would probably be harder to pull off. Like, Ro would be hard to pull off in a bigger format game.
I think it would still be able to be pulled off.
But it would be one of those, like, when you're a level high is when this stuff, I think, would come out.
It really would depend. Like, it would be a matter of, well, the way that I like to DM is to make my players special, because they should be. They're the main characters of the story. Why wouldn't they be special? And I know that they're more powerful than everyone else, but they're not just some Joe Schmo that can bench press 350. They have all these unique powers and these unique abilities, but why not up at a level to give them something that isn't like a monster that you're fighting?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So I've always given my players unique things to use and to experience and to feel important to the story.
Yes. Like a mom who's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, only yeah.
I said it so many times that eventually Sam was like, fine, do you really want her to be your mom?
Yeah, pretty much. Fine, she can be your mom. It's not where I had the story going, but okay.
It's like, it doesn't have to be my mom, but I would at very least know her based on what you've led me to so far.
And that was Natasha controlling the narrative of our game.
Yes. Gotta get my hands in there.
Mess with the spaghetti.
Mess with the spaghetti.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. We're not going to explain it, but I liked it a lot.
Inside joke, people. Inside joke.
Okay. I think that was kind of my main question. Oh, I should probably answer my own question, huh? Where I would like to see the story go with these two. Mm-hmm. I haven't super decided where I want the story to go. Like I said before, I had things planned for Lou. And there's stuff about her coming up, but it's not anything overly epic, I think.
Doesn't have to be overly epic.
I feel like it does. I feel like you're just going to be disappointed if she doesn't have anything that big.
So right I'm now, never disappointed. I'm never disappointed in anything that you've done.
She's just got her own stuff, and her story's got its own stuff. And it seems a little small potatoes by comparison at this point. So now I'm a little like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I just got to think about it for a bit. But because I have to think about it for a bit, now I'm not exactly sure where I want this to go. I did know. I did have a plan for where this was going sometime soon-ish, but now I'm unsure. It might still be part of it, but we'll see. I don't have any grand schemes or machinations or
an ending planned like I do, thanks to your pushing and pulling and poking and prodding.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We were told explicitly that we had to talk about how podcasting is going.
Exhausting. But now that my husband is the editor of our video or of our audio. Hi, Jimmy. We love you.
Hi, Jim. Life is much better. Oh, honestly, yeah. This week, I worked longer hours and then I had off on Friday, but I worked on Saturday and then Sunday, which is today for all of you wondering, happy Mother's Day. So today was Mother's Day. So it would just felt like I had a lot of things going on all of those days. On Friday, I had stuff I had to get done around the house. I had a dance recital to go to, stuff like that, where normally I have time throughout the week to have edited an episode without feeling too stressy about it, where I might complain because technically editing takes me a long time, but
editing takes me a long time too.
I don't mind it horribly, but this week there was just no time to fit it in. Yeah. So honestly, Jimmy, we love you. Mwah. Husband of ours, shared custody.
You can have him this weekend. I don't need him.
Perfect. I don't know that I do either, but we'll just make him edit the whole time. Yeah, it is nice to have some of that taken off. So thank you for that. And other things that just are different than expected. Y'all, I've never done Instagram. That's not ever been my thing.
Rocking at it. I haven't touched it at all.
It feels like such a weird pressure to be like, I have to put stuff on the Instagram. Oh my God, nobody's liked any of our stuff today. Like, I don't know. It's an interesting, weird pressure to have that I wasn't expecting. I also wasn't expecting a weird stress with making AI art for everything. The weird stress I have is that I'm poor and cheap. Both of those things are true. So
I can give you the login for the one that I have. I signed up for the monthly subscription for it. So we get like 400 pictures we can generate. And it doesn't roll over. So I've been using it as much as I can for a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can figure out how it works and get it to work for you. So you can use that.
Hey, that's great news, because what I had been using, because I'll just go ahead and put it on blast on the thing, is Wumbo Dream, which I do still like a lot and have gotten some very great art from, but they have different like art styles you can choose from. Mm-hmm. And the one that I had chosen and had worked really great for everything I've done on our Instagram up to this point, basically, they all of a sudden decided that one must be too good or something, and they made it one that you have to pay for. So they have other ones on there that I've been playing with, but none of them are getting quite the right vibe as everything else. And because everything else was like through that same style, doesn't quite fit. So there's been that and trying to figure that out. Yeah, because I hadn't really done Instagram before, trying to figure out how to make reels and make them with clips of audio from the show. And all of that has been an interesting little endeavor. I have figured it out because I just use another app that lets me do all of the shit on it. And then I post it on Instagram and call it good.
I like it. It's better than my like 6 attempts.
It has been a very interesting experience. We did just make our first Instagram friend, which is another podcaster. So that's been very kind of fun, sort of a thing. Starting to reach out to other content makers. A friend of mine has started a podcast, not D&D related at all. So I'm not even going to do a plug. But she said that for the genre of podcast that she is doing, she has a Discord group of other people also looking to make that type of podcast. And there are even people in there who will edit and whatever, and they're all very helpful, and that's wonderful. And I'm realizing that I think we didn't look for those resources before we started. We just were like, we're going to make a podcast, and it's going to be great. And then we jumped in, and we're like, oh.
I think I talked about doing one for like a year, and then we played so much D&D together and realized how much of a rapport we have with each other that we could make this work and not like it end like poorly. We could do it and it won't come out terribly, at least not to us. We'll enjoy doing it. And if anybody who listens to us doesn't, well, that's their own problem.
Right.
But we'll have fun doing it.
Yes. And it won't be the struggle of like every D&D group has the struggle of somebody can't make it. Do we have the session and just sort of have somebody else play the part? Do we have that character sit out? Do we not have the session at all? I think that's probably got to be very difficult for bigger groups who are podcasting. Mm-hmm. This way, it's just the two of us figuring it out. And that has been great to not have to worry about.
Yes, it has been great because we've been able to work things out with our schedules.
Right.
And we also had a ton of backlog that we had to catch up on, which helped out a lot, which I think when we start back up next season, I think we should have a big old long like episodes to keep us
set
a little while.
I think so too, because that was really nice. And then when we got caught up, it got very stressful.
Yes.
That's when the pressure really hit. We were like, fuck, we don't have any of the episodes we need to publish.
So if you guys are curious, we're working on this. We've actually finally caught up to ourselves.
Yes. It took this long to get caught up. So,
13 weeks to get caught up, and we finally caught up.
Yeah. So that's pretty great. It was nice to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Other things that have been interesting. I hope you all have tolerated our journeys through audio quality.
Well,
we have had the biggest weird struggles with this. Part of me wishes we recorded in person, but I think we would have just as many, if not more, struggles there as well.
Right.
Because if we did it at my place every once in a while, you don't hear it all the time. But I do have two cats. One of them, when she wants to quote unquote play, she just grabs a toy and yowls like she's dying. And then the other one, when she decides she wants food or just wants attention, just comes in and starts making as much noise as she can just to be obnoxious and whatever. And it's one thing if I can mute my mic or say pause or whatever, but if two people are talking and all of that is happening in the background, and Sam's got dogs. So
I'm sure you've heard my puppers in the background.
Yeah. So between the animals, I think having us just record in a room together or whatever, unless we rented some out, like space out, I don't think would work great. We're not doing that.
Yeah, we don't have enough money. It's all coming out of our pockets.
And as previously stated, cheap and poor. So mostly coming out of Sam's pocket. So
just fine.
But also a problem we've had with audio
my headset. I have a fun blue microphone that apparently was causing issues, and we don't know what's wrong with it, so I stopped using it. And then I was like, oh, I'll get a wireless headset so I don't get caught on something. And now this is the quality of audio that I have. It's not terrible, but it could be better. And for some god-awful reason, Natasha's $20 headset is the clearest, crispest ever.
It really is, and it's so weird. And we've also kind of been jumping around over what platforms we've been using to record on. We started on Riverside, which seemed like it was great, but then we couldn't actually do any of the editing or any of that on there.
Nope.
And when you download the tracks, it records them as separate, but unless you pay for it, it smooshes them together.
Yep.
So we get the smoosh together file, and then if the dogs are squeaking a toy in the background, it happens in the middle of like when I'm talking, and I can't cut that out. I can't like mute Sam's audio for a second to get rid of that. I have to try and find it in a squiggle, and it's like impossible. And then we've gone back and forth where we're never the same volume.
Yeah. Yeah. That one ever irritates the shit out of me.
Me too. Like, the last one I edited, I sent Jimmy a picture, which is maybe why he has taken it over, because I'm like, ah! But my audio on that one is so small. And then it goes to yours and it's so big. And I'm like, when this is all on one track, how the fuck are we supposed to even this out? If they were two separates, you could normalize them both to around the same range and it would work out okay. And then it wouldn't feel as like talk overy as we can get sometimes.
Oh yeah.
I also think Riverside was doing a thing, and I'm not positive on this, but the last episode I edited on that one, I noticed a lot. Part of it might be we have the same brain and we have similar thoughts at the same time. But there are times where like I'll be asking a question and you answer it before I finish the question. But it's not always like an intuitive, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I almost think that it was skipping the audio, like it wasn't synced well or something.
Oh, that would make sense.
And it got very, the last one I edited, I cut so much out of, to the point where when I listened to it, I'm like, I got cut happy. I just started cutting everything. Some of the, like, I made it unnatural, the amount of space between when we talk, because I just was cutting any little space I saw that was more than like a little amount. I was like, make it smaller. Get rid of that. Make that smaller. That's I can see it. I can see it. I don't have to listen to it. I'm just going to get rid of it. Yeah. So we've had an interesting experience. We started this, I think, because we thought it was going to be fun, and it is. But there's a lot more work behind it that I'm sure we knew it was going to be work, but I don't think either of us was like, oh, this is like actual work.
yeah. I think now that Jimmy's editing for us, that should take a big load off our like plate so that I can help you a little bit more with the social media aspect of things.
Awesome.
So we'll take care of social media and cutting out the big chunks, and then he'll take care of all the little bits.
That's good. I like that. Yes. Assistance is great. And okay, I think that's probably all I really have to talk about. I do have more things I can talk about that I'm excited for. Whatever, I'll just go ahead and say it. So we're planning at some point to record another episode of characters that we make, and we came up with a prompt at the end of the last time we did this for Whispers from the Shadows, and I've come up with some characters that I love a lot. Like,
I have not made any characters yet, so how many did you make?
I have a problem, Sam.
How many did you make?
I made 3. Do you want to hear what my more of my problem is?
Sure.
I already have a problem where I made 3 and I like them all. They aren't ones that I'm like, eh, you could just kind of throw that one out. I don't, it's okay, but eh. I like them all. I have used ChatGPT to help with some of the stuff, and it's actually been really great. And I've got AI art for them and everything. They aren't ready to go because I'm going to have to homebrew some stuff.
Okay.
For some of them. My big problem is that I had reached out to another content creator on Instagram who is has been very supportive of our content so far. And I was like, hey, you have some cool objects in that you've posted and you've shared with everybody. And I asked,
so did you our first collab?
I asked for permission to use some of those objects. However, I got impatient waiting for a reply. But I also, my impatience, I will say, is because I was not sure when we were going to record that episode. And I had a panic moment of we were going to record it like this weekend.
Oh, no.
And
had something in the background. I told you I am going to take over whenever we need to, and I can do the DM like tips and tricks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Natasha panics about everything. So I had the panic and I was like, I can't wait for an answer. It was only the weekend that I had to wait. I have officially gotten an answer and we have a green light to go ahead and do an official collab with that. And none of the characters I've created use any of those objects.
Oh, nice. Well, so you'll have to give me the list of objects so that I can incorporate them as well.
That's true. I can send you their way, and that's probably a better way to go than me making like three more. Because bitch will do it. Like,
I mean, you do you. No. You go, girl.
No, I'll have you do that. We'll see if there's anything you want to use.
Yeah. I'm actually really enjoying the character creation part of Zot.
Yeah.
Like, just because I like to create characters, but I don't ever get to play games. But putting them out in the world so that other people can use them, like if they need a quick grab-and-go character.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping people are enjoying them as much as I am.
I hope so, too. The Whispers from the Shadows ones are all out and available if you guys haven't listened to that and are listening to this. That feels like a weird choice. But if that's the choice you've made, if you go listen to the Zone of Truth called Whispers from the Shadows, it's characters that we created. I understand if you don't necessarily want to listen to all of that, but if you want to go check out our Instagram, if you look at our previous posts, it'll just have kind of a picture with their base stats. But if you go to the spot that just is where highlights and memories are, there's only one so far, just says whispers/shadows. If you hit on that, not hit on it like, hey baby, how you doing, click it. Click it. When it pops up, there's a button on there to take you to the character sheet. Instagram is weird, and you can put a URL or whatever in your description, but it doesn't actually link because they want you to stay on their website. So if you go to those highlights, it's the actual clickable link to go find the character sheets. So go do that. Anyways, with those characters, I liked them. They were fun to put together. There's only one of them that I think I would really see myself playing anytime in the future.
I would play either one of the two that I made, to be honest, because I'm building my characters in the mindset of how would I play them.
Right. Mine was less how would I play them. It was more, let's just try and make these things marry together and kind of be fun and a good starting point for somebody to go. But the ones that I made for the next time we do this, I think I would play all of them. I like them all.
Nice. Good, good. So if you guys like that segment, let us know. We will focus more on that. Maybe give it its own like once a month type deal.
Because we're still a little baby podcast. It's weird to say we're a baby podcast when we have like 21 episodes, but still, we're still a little baby podcast. Also, I think we might be funnier on transcript than listened to. When Jimmy sent us pictures of the transcript from one episode he was looking at, I was out in public and actually laughed a bit. So
me too.
I was like, oh, are we funnier read than listened to?
Rough.
Or is it just that I think we're funny?
I think it's just because you think we're funny. Because when I'm going back through and I was doing some of the editing of the episodes, I like laughed really hard at some points.
Mm-hmm. We're good. We're funny. Okay. I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I mean, okay. I could keep talking, but
we could. All right. So as we said, this is our mid-season finale. If you weren't aware of that, we'll be picking up sometime later. We don't know what we're going to be doing, but basically we're going to be taking a break from Lou and Ro as we plan and go back through, listen to our episodes and cherry pick what worked for us, what didn't work for us, so that we can be a little bit more streamlined for the second half of the season.
Do not give them such high expectations.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do homework. But we have some fun things coming up because I will never let her forget. She is going to be doing a DM session as her summer project. Mm-hmm. And then we have decided that we're going to take a bit of a break during this chunk it to try different role-playing games. Mm-hmm. Not just D&D, because there's more out there. So I have a list of things that I want to try, and we're going to figure out how to play them with just two people. And if this is something that you're super interested in, we might actually be able to come together and create a little pamphlet, booklet, leaflet.
Mm-hmm. On how to play the game as two people.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a friend, and you have a friend, and they want to play D&D, but they can't play with other people. Or maybe you only have one friend, or you want to play D&D with your significant other and just that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a nice way to dip your toe into the D&D world. We are not dipping our toes. We have been in the D&D game for a smidge.
We've been pulled by the undertow, and we are currently bloated.
Yes.
And underwater.
But I will go ahead and say, because it isn't that long ago that I was just starting, and it's very interesting how quickly D&D just has become my entire life outside of work.
It's because you like to tell stories, and this is a good medium. So if you are imaginative like me or like to tell stories like Natasha, it is the perfect pick for you.
It really is. If I had had something like this when I was first starting, I think I would have felt a lot less overwhelmed, as it was when I started with Sam and our group there. It was a little overwhelming still because I didn't really understand the rules and all of that.
You want a little secret? I'm a DM and I don't even know all the fucking rules.
There's so many. And I, for the life of me, I will always ask, how do I get out of a grapple? Is it a check? Is it a save? What is it? I just can't, it doesn't stick. It doesn't stick in my brain. But all of that said, when I first started before that, and I didn't really understand much, and it all felt very, very overwhelming, especially when it was like pencil and paper, it would have been nice to have a little baby start like this.
Yeah.
Where just like a one-on-one with the DM of, okay, we're just going to maybe not a session zero really, but like maybe a session 0.5, like a one-on-one with the DM.
I like that or something idea.
Where you sort of play that out and you can get a feel for how D&D goes, because I can see people being very overwhelmed to start, especially in a big group, if you're the only one who doesn't know what they're doing. Insider tips. No one knows what they're doing. Okay. All right. We're going to stop. Bye.
Are we going to stop? Bye. Bye, everybody. We'll miss you. We'll give you a state of play sometime in the near future about what we're going to do once we decide. I have the next 2 days off, so I will come up with that plan so I can give you a state of play.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, we love you.
Okay, bye. Love you. Bye-bye. If you have any questions that you're burning to know the answers to, send them to us at joinpartyof2@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at joinpartyof2. That is the number 2.
Look for new episodes of Party of Two Roll of the Dice every Friday and Zone of Truth episodes on Tuesday.
As always, thanks for listening.
Bye! We love you!